Thank you, everyone, for tuning in, Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis, and I want to thank the team again. First of all, I want to thank Chris Gerald for all of his work, studio, editing, posting, doing a great job. Alex Cooper also, our executive producer, everything he's done. And don't forget, everyone, the Radio Entrepreneurs Cafe. Take a look at our website. You don't want to miss it. It's a biggie. And speaking of biggies, I've got Peter Meyerson to my right, the attorney from the law firm of Cohn, Resnick, Meyerson, and Plout. Welcome,
great,
Peter.
Great to be here, Jeff.
Thank you very much.
As always.
No one ever called you before Mr. Big, right?
Nobody ever called me Mr. Big.
Our next guest.
I'm not going to go there anyway.
All right. Ken Lizotte, founder of Emerson Consulting Group. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Tell us about ECCG.
Sure, ECG, or Emerson Group, as I call it. Emerson Consulting Group is in Concord, Massachusetts, not far from here. And what we do is we help business experts become thought leaders. And we do that primarily by helping them publish their ideas. And that means to either publish them as a book or series of books or articles, some published articles in business publications. And that's primarily what we do. We also help our clients with speaking engagements and traditional publicity. So we want to get them out there positioned as the leading thinkers in their fields.
So how did you come to do this work?
Well, I've been a writer all my life. And I was thinking about
how professional to, writer or fiction?
A
or?
Writer, you know, I mean, the first time I was published was when I was 10 years old, and I wrote a letter to Action Comics magazine. And Action Comics featured Superman. And some of us in this room are old enough to remember that. And
we all know another Superman.
Age, another age joke? Come on.
It didn't even come from me.
And it didn't come from Jeffrey? It can't be.
I used to
When Peter was a child, there was only one superhero, Samson.
We're going further and further back, aren't we?
That's Old Testament.
What there was a there was also, of course, when I was growing up in the 50s and early 60s, there was a TV show, Superman.
Right.
And I like every kid my age, watched it, you know, faithfully. And I noticed that there didn't seem to be any episodes about kryptonite. So I wrote a letter to the editor of Action Comics. It was called Metropolis Mailbag. And what do you know? It got published. I was 10 years old. I was walking with my mother down to the store.
Aren't you the
there
talent?
It was. Oh, my God. I'm sitting there. And they wanted to let me know, by the way, the answer in no uncertain terms, that there actually were 10 episodes that had kryptonite in it. So I missed that. But I was published officially. I was a national. I wasn't paid for it, obviously, so I'm not professional yet, but I was
Peter's the same
published.
Type of author. He's published, too, but doesn't get paid.
Uh-huh. Right. Well,
bada bing, bada boom.
Yeah. Well, he was writing the biography of Samson, wasn't he, back then?
No. This is the love story of the Vietnam era.
Uh-huh. Okay. So that's how I got started in my writing career, and I wrote all through high school and college, and then I became a freelance journalist in my 20s. So I lived in Cambridge, and I wrote for Boston publications primarily. Spent a number of years doing that. I went from there, by the way, to start a wholly different kind of a program. It was a career transition program for professionals in midlife career crisis. It was called CareerScape, and it was all about creativity and asking yourself what you really want out of life rather than what the job market says and that kind of thing. And I did that for about 10 years.
Well, you must have had a big audience for that.
I had a very successful audience. I actually got publicity for it in the Globe and a number of times and on local TV, Boston TV. And the Globe in particular really, you know, got the word out about what it is that we were doing at the time. So, but I didn't write as much during those years. I did a lot of speaking. And when both of those came together when I was involved with the Institute for Management Consultants, which is the professional organization for management consultants, very active here in Boston once upon a time. And I became active in that organization, and I learned that a lot of management consultants are most of them actually are interested in getting their ideas published and getting the word out there and being seen as thought leaders. So I was personally ready for a career change myself at the time, and that was the right thing for me to do. And I picked up a few clients in the first month that I put myself out there, and that was 22 years ago, and I've been doing it ever since and still do it.
So how do you get these clients? Just word of mouth?
So it's word of mouth, but I practice what I preach. And what I preach is that you want to have a marketing program that's going to get your clients to come to you, to get your prospects to come to you. So how do you do that? Well, one of the ways is, for example, writing books of my own, which I've passed across the table. And I only had one, so you guys are going to fight over it. Gave it to Jeffrey, but Peter is eyeing it right now.
That's as far as Peter's getting.
No, I think I can go buy a copy. I mean, I assume it's on, Amazon,
yes,
or whatever.
Yes, of course, yes. You know. But so, as a number of books that I've written myself, and that's what I do with my clients, many of them, is to help them write and publish books. But books is only a part of it. Books, the publicity around books is, in my case, is not so much to create bestsellers, but to help my business clients, again, get the word out and have a book be something that's going to be a professional calling card. That in combination with speaking engagements, with doing things like this, going on radio or podcasts, when I learned of the opportunity to come and do this, I jump at that, because all of that gets the word out for our client, to our prospects, and causes them to come to us. And that's the idea. Try to get your clients to come to you.
So what are the biggest challenges for your business?
The challenge is in my business itself is the same challenge that has always existed in terms of what will really work. If you have a multifaceted program, one of the other books I have written is called The Expert's Edge, and the subtitle is Become the Go-To Authority People Turn to Every Time. That was published by McGraw-Hill a number of years ago. And there are five pillars of thought leading I have there. And every one of them.
Can you give us the five?
Yep, I can give you the five. Every one of them, but I want to preface it by saying every one of them has its own, let's say, challenges in terms of whether it is going to work. So you have to kind of try everything. So the five are, number one is to publish your ideas, and that could be books. The book is the best thing, but I'll tell you that from my experience is that not everybody wants to write a book. Or thinks they can or whatever. So our published articles is also a service that we offer. So publish your ideas is number one. Doing speaking engagements in front of live audiences is number two. Or nowadays it could be webinars. And in a sense, this is a speaking engagement, doing a podcast. But I also see that I could tie this into more traditional publicity in the sense that going on radio, going on TV, and traditionally would be a way electronically to get the word out. So that's actually number five is the traditional publicity. Number three is what I call fresh thinking, and that's create some data that sets you apart from your competitors, that shows that you have something that others don't have in terms of what are the trends or the problems, let's say, of your target market's industry. And then the fourth one is vigorous use of the internet. And what I mean by that is, as much as anything else, it's like, I've seen your website, for example. It's a very impressive website, and that's very important to have that. It's very important also to have a emailing list, so that you get announcements out. And I put my name on your subscription list yesterday because I believe that's something that's important. So you put all of those things together. And then, of course, there's more detail that goes under each of the five pillars. But you put all those things together, and the challenge of my business is to basically sell this to my clients. Not I don't mean monetarily, but I mean for them to actually practice it and in particular to see what works and then emphasize that for my client, each of my clients.
So, Ken, if someone wants to find you at ECG, how would they do that?
So, my website URL is thoughtleading.com. It's not ECG. It's thought leading. So it's like thought leadership, only with an ing. And that's the best way, of course. It's always the best way.
Great. Well, thank you for being on the show today. We've been speaking with Ken Lizotte, founder of Emerson Consulting Group. My name is Jeffrey Davis. I've been sitting with Peter Morrison from the law firm of Cohn, Rasnick, Morrison & Plaut. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages.